Today's reading begins in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, starting in verse 1. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did that which was right in the Lord's eyes all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he became the father of sons and daughters. After this, Joash intended to restore the Lord's house. He gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather money to repair the house of your God from all Israel from year to year. See that you expedite this matter." However, the Levites didn't do it right away. The king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said to him, "Why haven't you required of the Levites to bring in the tax of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the assembly of Israel, out of Judah and out of Jerusalem, for the tent of the testimony? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up God's house, and they also gave all the dedicated things of the Lord's house to the Baals." So the king commanded, and they made a chest, and set it outside at the gate of the Lord's house. They made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem, to bring in for the Lord the tax that Moses the servant of God laid on Israel in the wilderness. All the princes and all the people rejoiced, and brought in and cast into the chest, until they had filled it. Whenever the chest was brought to the king's officers by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest, and took it and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the Lord's house. They hired masons and carpenters to restore the Lord's house, and also those who worked iron and bronze to repair the Lord's house. So the workmen worked, and the work of repairing went forward in their hands. They set up God's house as it was designed, and strengthened it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, from which were made vessels for the Lord's house, even vessels with which to minister and to offer, including spoons and vessels of gold and silver. They offered burnt offerings in the Lord's house continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. They buried him in David's city amongst the kings, because he had done good in Israel, and towards God and his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the princes of Judah came and bowed down to the king. Then the king listened to them. They abandoned the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherah poles and the idols. So wrath came on Judah and Jerusalem for this their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. The Spirit of God came on Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, and he stood above the people, and said to them, "God says, why do you disobey the Lord's commandments, so that you can't prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has also forsaken you." They conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the Lord's house. Thus Joash the king didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. When he died, he said, "May the Lord look at it and repay it." At the end of the year, the army of the Syrians came up against him. They came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from amongst the people, and sent all their plunder to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great army into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. So they executed judgment on Joash. When they had departed from him, for they left him seriously wounded, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed, and he died. They buried him in David's city, but they didn't bury him in the tombs of the kings. These are those who conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shimeath the Ammonitess, and Jehozabad the son of Shimrith the Moabitess. Now concerning his sons, the greatness of the burdens laid on him, and the rebuilding of God's house, behold, they are written in the commentary of the book of the kings. Amaziah his son reigned in his place. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the Lord's eyes, but not with a perfect heart. Now when the kingdom was established to him, he killed his servants who had killed his father the king, but he didn't put their children to death, but did according to that which is written in the law in the book of Moses, as the Lord commanded, saying, "The fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin." Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and ordered them according to their fathers' houses, under captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, even all Judah and Benjamin. He counted them from 20 years old and upward, and found that there were 300,000 chosen men, able to go out to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. A man of God came to him, saying, "O king, don't let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, take action, and be strong for the battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow." Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" The man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." Then Amaziah separated them, the army that had come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Amaziah took courage, and led his people out, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck 10,000 of the children of Seir. The children of Judah carried away 10,000 alive, and brought them to the top of the rock, and threw them down from the top of the rock, so that they all were broken in pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Beth Horon, and struck of them 3,000, and took much plunder. Now after Amaziah had come from the slaughter of the Edomites, he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burnt incense to them. Therefore the Lord's anger burnt against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, "Why have you sought after the gods of the people, which have not delivered their own people out of your hand?" As he talked with him, the king said to him, "Have we made you one of the king's counselors? Stop, why should you be struck down?" Then the prophet stopped and said, "I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel." Then Amaziah, king of Judah, consulted his advisors, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let's look one another in the face." Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as his wife.' Then a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thistle. You say to yourself that you have struck Edom, and your heart lifts you up to boast. Now stay at home. Why should you meddle with trouble, that you should fall, even you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not listen, for it was of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they had sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, so every man fled to his tent. Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in God's house with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, and the hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, aren't they written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now from the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. He fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. The book of Romans, chapter 12, starting in verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that was given me, to everyone who is amongst you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think reasonably, as God has apportioned to each person a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members don't have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us. If prophecy, let's prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or service, let's give ourselves to service. Or he who teaches, to his teaching. Or he who exhorts, to his exhorting. He who gives, let him do it with generosity. He who rules, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. In love of the brothers, be tenderly affectionate to one another. In honor, prefer one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in troubles, continuing steadfastly in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, and given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and don't curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind, one towards another. Don't set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Don't be wise in your own conceits. Repay no one evil for evil. Respect what is honorable in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men. Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The Book of Psalms, chapter 22, starting in verse 19. But don't be far off, Lord. You are my help. Hurry to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Yes, you have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers. Amongst the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard. My praise of you comes in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The humble shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord who seek after him. Let your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the relatives of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's. He is the ruler over the nations. All the rich ones of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who can't keep his soul alive. Posterity shall serve him. Future generations shall be told about the Lord. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, for he has done it. The Book of Proverbs, chapter 20, starting in verse 8. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have made my heart pure, I am clean and without sin"? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord.